Welcome to Lasting Truth, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills, in Banning, California, where Pastor Ryan Hussein teaches the entire Word of God, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, giving our listeners the opportunity of receiving the full counsel of God. Here's Pastor Ryan.
To make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. And those saints are speaking of the Jewish people. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. And so who's going to worship him? Those whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life. And how do you have your name written in the Lamb's book of life? By faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what we promote here. Put your faith in Jesus. Make sure your name's in his book. Then another evil man will appear, we're told in Revelation 13. The other beast, the false prophet, who is kind of a sidekick of the Antichrist. In Revelation 13:13, it says of the false prophet, sidekick here, of the Antichrist. It says that he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. The only way one can make it to heaven during the tribulation period is to reject the mark of the beast and to reject worshiping the Antichrist. And I remember a pastor saying long ago to me in my early walk with the Lord, if you cannot live for Jesus Christ today, what makes you think that you can die for him during the tribulation period? So it's important to give your life to Jesus. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. And so he's coming, and we can read about him and learn about the signs and learn and be aware so that we can watch out, because he's going to, you know, be the leader of a one world government. One world. He's in charge. You cannot buy or sell. You can't do anything without them knowing. And so we see the signs today. We see the desire of elitists, globalists who want to have control over this world. They want to dominate this world, and they want to do it through technology, because now we have the technology. My goodness, I remember 20 years ago being at Costa Mesa and hearing, you know, Chuck Smith tell us about some of the technology then. Now it's out of control. You see how the CCP has the people in China on lockdown and using drones and all kinds of sophisticated technology to imprison people, to surveillance them, where you can't, you know, everything is watched. And they are praised by the globalists. And it's something that we know it's biblically going to happen. I just shared with you, it's going to happen. So we're not one of those who say we're going to usher in the kingdom of heaven here on earth, which some churches claim they are. We are to live holy and pure lives. And we are to share with people that there is no hope for this world. It's going down. The only hope for mankind is faith in Jesus Christ before it's too late. A We know of the Antichrist, according to Daniel 11:37. He shall regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall exalt himself above them all. That's Daniel 11:37. He will regard neither God, the God of his fathers, and he won't have a desire for women. I'll say more to that later. In 1 John chapter 2, John the Beloved says in verse 18 through 23, little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come by which we know that it is the last hour. And so here in 2 Thessalonians, we'll continue, verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. So the church of Thessalonica, there were some who believed that the day of the Lord was at hand, that Christ had come, and that they had missed the rapture of the church that Paul spoke to them about in the previous letter in 1 Thessalonians. They felt that perhaps it had come and gone, or they were in it. They were confused about it. They were a heavily persecuted church. And because of that persecution, they thought, well, is this God's punishment on us, the church? But no. Jesus said that we would be persecuted when we preach and stand for his truths. The persecution that we face is from the world and from the devil. But God does not persecute us. God loves us. He will allow it sometimes to test us, to train us, to build us up, but we go through it, right? But they thought, well, look at all of this. Are we in it? And I'm sure there's a ton of Christians today who think we must be in the tribulation period. Look at the madness that's going on with pedophile company that just came out, Valencia, right? And they're hooking up with Disney Plus, and there's just, I don't want to start mentioning because it's everywhere. I'd be here all day. There's just so much madness. But this year, I promise you, in the Lord, by his grace, that we're going to talk a lot more about the times that we're living in. That's my New Year's resolution as a pastor. We want to talk more about what's going on in the world because it's coming quicker than we can put a study together. It's like, burn that. Now it's something new. So it's always something new, you know? And so we'll have, you know, maybe prophecy updates every month or something. It's just so crazy now, but we need it. We need to be ready because he's coming. And so when he says here, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together, that's speaking of the rapture, as he spoke earlier in the previous book in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 17, Paul said, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up, harpozled in the Greek, caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. And so the rapture of the church, it's happened with a couple of people. Who are they? Enoch and Elijah are two that never died. God just took Enoch. Boom. You don't die. You just go home that way. And the same with Elijah. Chariot of fire. Adios. And he went up without seeing death. So Paul says to the church, listen, when the Lord is going to pour out his wrath on a Christ-rejecting world, he's not going to punish us with everybody else. He's going to take the church out of here. In a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. And so they thought they missed the gathering, but no, they had not missed it. And so that's what he's telling them. He said, don't be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. And so others were speaking, wrongly towards them and wrongly proclaiming things to them. So we want to be a church that are like the Bereans who tested if these things were so according to scripture. That we don't just believe everything that the pastor says or a Christian says or someone or a friend says. Look in the scriptures to make sure that they are true. And then he says in verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means. And Jesus in his Olivet Discourse said the same thing. Let no one deceive you. There's anything that God wants us to hear tonight is let no one deceive you. We are in the most deceptive times, I believe, in the history of our planet. The deception is crazy. And remember that Satan comes as an angel of light. Doesn't always come looking like the bad guy. He comes often, you know, cloaked in righteousness. So you have to really know the word. And as long as you're loving Jesus and seeking him and reading your Bible, the Lord will give us discernment. He does. Let no one deceive you by any means, that day will come unless the falling away comes first. And that word falling away is apostasia in Greek, which means departure. Apostate is to depart from a truth that you once held to. Now, some believe that this is referring to the rapture, and there's some great, there's just opinions out there, commentaries, but I believe it's speaking about the apostate church. That as we get closer to the Lord's return, more and more churches are going to be watered down, are not going to be upholding to the word of God. You see these pastors, you've seen them, you know you've seen them, I've seen them, maybe you haven't seen them. You know, these like celebrity pastors who are pinned down by Larry King or Oprah or somebody. And they hit them up about something that's plain like homosexuality. And they buckle. I don't want to talk about, you know, things that are controversial because we're trying to unite people, bring people together, and that just pushes people away. The Lord says that's an abomination. These folks are ashamed of the gospel. They are ashamed of the medicine that God has given mankind to be saved. And these pastors, you see them, you see they're out there. There's some good ones. But you'll know them by their fruit. You'll know them by their fruit. I mean, when our Lord walked around Galilee, it was like, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, you know, and if you don't repent, you will perish likewise. How many times did Jesus say that? I mean, he's at a lot of churches today. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm on the outside. Can I come in? And they're not letting them in because it's a business. It's about filling the seats, keeping people comfortable so they get paid. So anyhow, let no one deceive you by any means, that the day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the apostate church will happen more and more. How do you discern? Well, is what they are practicing and saying found in doctrine? And many will make a whole, denomination over like one verse. The Bible is the best commentary on the Bible. So you want to take the whole Bible as a text from God. And what is the heart of God in the matter? What are they practicing? You see churches where people are flipping out and running around and falling on the floor and making crazy noises and twitching, and they tell me that's the Holy Spirit. And they say that because, oh, remember when Jesus was arrested at the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, who are you here for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. And they all fell back and were slain in the spirit. But you look at the video, you look at it, that's one verse, and you see it nowhere practiced in the book of Acts. God is a God of order, and you see the Bible says that the spirit is subject to the prophet. And so you see these things out there, and then you look, you just have to do your homework. And I'm not condemning anybody. I'm sure the people are very sweet. And all those churches that are dealing with pastors and denominations that are ranking out and doing their own thing. I don't condemn the people, not everybody walks into a church that teaches systematically, expositorily through the Bible, where you get more of a full knowledge of God. So I'm not condemning. I'm just letting you know aware that if some of these, what you're doing is you're going away from what the Bible says is right. And it goes to the same with women pastors and women teaching men. It's clear. It's scriptural. There's no way around it. It's like God saying to Eve or to Adam, don't eat that fruit. Did he really say that? Well, who said, did he really say that? You see what I'm saying? And it's like, but it's hard. It's hard. But it's because people have to go back to what this says. And the word of God is the very first thing that was challenged by Satan. Did God indeed say not to eat? It's the departing from the truths. So where were we? Anyways, let no one deceive you. We were there. Okay. And for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and then the man of sin is revealed, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And again, the abomination of desolations spoken there. Do you not remember when I was still with you and I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. And so Paul is saying, do you remember when I told you, you know, what is restraining, what is holding back the lawless one from coming on the scene? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed, that's the Antichrist, in his own time. For the mystery of the lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Now, don't be confused. It's a lot of he and restrain and the Antichrist. He's speaking of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a restraining force for evil. Think about it. Think about it for a second. The Holy Spirit is a restraining force for good. The Holy Spirit does that by living in believers. The Bible says that when you give your life to Jesus Christ, you are giving the gift of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in you. And he guides you and he teaches you and he strengthens you and he convicts the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So now we walk around and it's like our conscience and the Holy Spirit, man, they're just, he speaks to our conscience. Do right, do right, don't do wrong, do right, do wrong. So now you have all of these people filled with the Spirit in every workplace in society. And what do? They don't want to cheat. They don't want to steal. Or they shouldn't. They don't want to do bad. They don't want to break laws. They want to just follow the rules that God has set up through his governments, because he put all authority in place. And so we can live a civil and happy life, and we can plant our vegetables and preach the gospel without somebody killing us. So the Holy Spirit within the church keeps the peace. He keeps the peace in the world. And so what's going to happen is when God snatches his church out of here and we meet him in the air, that unique work of restraining the evil, holding it back, it's out of here. And then you think the world is bad now. If we think about it long enough, it would probably make us cry. It would probably make us cry for those that are going to be stuck without the Holy Spirit working like he had and restraining, and everyone's just going to run wild. And what is the world going to say? Somebody help us. We need a savior. And they're not going to be talking about Jesus. And the Antichrist is going to come and he's going to speak great things to them and deceive them. and do miracles. Do miracles for the people. And then someone's going to try to kill him, and he's going to survive. He's going to almost die and then be healed. And the world is just going to be so dark. And you think we're being watched now? I mean, at that point, the surveillance is going to probably make the CCP look nice. It's going to get bad without the holding back of the Holy Spirit. And while we're here, this is why we do our best in the political realm to vote for somewhat decent people to help us out in the political scene that will vote for policies that are more welcoming to God and good for society. Not to usher in the kingdom, but to just hold back some of the madness. Parents, get to some parent conferences and keep yelling at those folks in the name of righteousness, and then let the Biden administration deem you as terrorists. I mean, again, if I go down that route, it'll just keep going. And so he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. We're long and gone because we're not appointed to wrath, but appointed to salvation through Jesus Christ. He will not beat his bride. We're his bride. He's not going to put his bride through his wrath. He's going to pull us out. And then, okay, lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will, listen to this, the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth. Who's in charge? Who's the king, Jesus, with the brightness of his coming, the coming of the lawless one in according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Like, God's going to send a great delusion. I think it's already happening. The judgment is, you can see it, because you don't understand how wicked people can say, you know, celebrities, like famous people, like Bill Gates, right? Like Microsoft is literally telling people. The problem with the world is there are too many people. But if we advance medical technology, we can lower that. Medical technology is to enhance life so that we live longer, so that there's more of us, not less of us. And though he says that, every media outlet that's part of the globalist movement and scheme, they welcome him and do interviews with him like he's somebody special. And he's not. The one who's special is Jesus Christ. He's the one who's special. He's good. Remember, Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? There's no one good but God." You know. But anyways, I digress. Father, we thank you for your love, that you gave us a way of escape through your Son, Jesus. And we do pray tonight that if there's anybody here who has never given their heart to you, that they would tonight. So if you're here tonight and God has spoken to your heart and you know you've never said, "Jesus, forgive me of my sins, come into my heart and be my God." If you've never said that and would like to, please raise your hand and I can lead you in a prayer to do so. I did it. The others did it. Why do we do it? Because God says if we confess him before men, he will confess us before the Father and the angels in heaven. But if we deny him before men, he will deny us. So we want to just confess him. Is there anybody here? Just raise your hand. I can lead you in prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you. We pray that you would speak to our hearts even more through this.
Thank you for joining us today at Lasting Truth Radio. If you're in the area, come out and join us for Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We are located at 3035 West Nicollet Street in Banning, California. You can also find us on YouTube or Instagram. If you would like to donate to our program, please do so on our website at ccsweethills.org and hit the online giving tab. We hope you will continue to tune in as we journey through the entire Word of God with the teaching of Pastor Ryan Hussein at Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills. We adore.